You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Climate Change Commission also suggested extensive measures to cut emissions from transport, which creates about 47% of New Zealand's carbon emissions. Its reduction roadmap wants petrol and diesel car imports to be banned ideally by 2030, but no later than 2035. It also wants to have electric planes by 2030 flying domestic routes and electric ships after 2025. There are also targets on blending more biofuel with petrol. The Motor Industry Association represents importers and distributors of new vehicles, and I spoke to their chief executive David Crawford this morning, and I began by asking about his thoughts on the Climate Change Commission's report.
They've got a difficult job, and I think they've acquitted themselves quite well, because the government is the one who said that we need net zero emissions by 2050, and the commission said, well, if you're serious, here are several pathways that you can achieve that. And by the way, those pathways are going to require a lot of change. So in that respect, I think the commission's done a commendable job.
But what about for your industry, the importer and distributor industry? What does the industry think?
So in my sector, the members of the Motor Industry Association are the manufacturers who make new cars and new trucks and motorbikes. And for us, we have some challenges. The Commission has said they expect that by 2029, 50% of all vehicles entering the fleet will be electric vehicles. Now, our reaction is we'd dearly love to be able to reach that target, but we suspect this side of 2030 we might not be able to. And the reason for that is the rest of the world is also clamouring for electric vehicles, and they are largely going into left-hand drive markets, Europe, China and North America. In trying to get them for right-hand drive markets and for New Zealand is going to be a problem when Australia is not on this journey as fast as us. I'm not sure that many people in New Zealand know that, but when the manufacturers are making vehicles for New Zealand, they actually make them for Australia and New Zealand as a single market, mostly. And so it's the Australians haven't got the same appetite for EVs as us, then it makes it challenging for us to get EVs.
Right. I kind of want to know about the current situation for now. How many percentage or numbers of our imported vehicles are actually EVs?
Well, in terms of new vehicles, yes, I do. Less than 1% are pure electric vehicles. Around about, and then an even smaller number are plug-in electric vehicles, but around about 7 to 10% each month are now hybrid vehicles. So these are the non-plug-in vehicles that have got electrification in them. And so that sector's growing quite fast for hybrid vehicles. And we expect that by 2025, we would expect to see the numbers of EVs more around the 10% and hybrids much bigger. So they are there, it's growing, but it's not growing as fast as we would like, because it's, again, just getting the availability of those vehicles into New Zealand is a challenge for the New Zealand distributors.
Right, but I know out of that 1% are those, like, those pure electric vehicles. Are all of them brand new, or most of them?
I was just talking about brand new vehicles. There is a similar percentage, or slightly higher, that are used vehicles coming in from Japan. So between the used and new vehicle sectors, is around about 2 to 2.5% each month are pure electric vehicles.
Right, but is it expensive to import an electric vehicle compared to petrol cars?
Yes. And that's one of the challenges for selling electric vehicles, is that pure electric vehicles are around about 50 to 100% more expensive than their internal combustion engine equivalent model. And so there's a lack of perceived affordability for buying EVs because they're pricey. Even used EVs are more pricey than the used imported equivalent models. And the Climate Change Commission has attempted to address this by saying to government, you need to be able to make these vehicles more affordable until we get price parity. And they expect price parity to be around about 2031, which in our view is a more realistic figure than people who are saying price parity in the next couple of years.
So do you think the government should subsidise drivers or normal New Zealanders to get an EV?
Yes. The government should do a range of things because it's going to be fleet buyers, private buyers who buy the vehicles. And so for fleet buyers, giving them a 50% discount on fringe benefit tax will tip the balance in terms of the investment decision on an EV versus a non-EV. For private buyers, giving them a discount, an incentive of some shape or form, or a rebate, they go and buy the car and then they apply for a rebate, will help again with the affordability question. We've also been saying the same thing, so it was pleasing for us to see the Climate Change Commission reinforce those ideas to government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.